Justice Radio Station Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Much love and respect to all. Love everyone. Love everyone. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on.
I'm Tahootie.
Mary here. Peace. Ultimate health. Prosperity, everyone. Thanks for listening. Worldwide. Issues being brought forth is absolute truth. What are you taught to believe that is not absolutely true? What do you tell the children? Everyone, worldwide, I'm asking for help repaying debt to society, for conning, deceiving, mistreating everyone by teaching beliefs, using laws to reinforce actions. What a mess. Justice Radio Station, not about skin color. Justice Radio Station, premise, lesson one. The only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. Tahootie, where do I start?
Justice Radio Station Social Issues App, presenting Jailhouse Psychotherapy. Let's start with the source, absolute truth. Know that there is only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one. Always ask the question, is what I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true, hence not real, and non-existence. Truth is absolute, right?
Right.
Infinite, and what is absolute is unquestionable. I'm not talking about an opinion or hope, which is another type of belief, or faith is I am here now. I don't know about yesterday and I don't know about tomorrow, but I am confident I am here now.
Now. Here now.
And that's part of the premise I'm offering in context to existence is. There's only one existence. That is I am. So can there be an existence outside of that?
No.
So let's look into it. We say we're born, it appears on a planet. Spinning in space, it appears. And then it seemed like everything that I know, I've been taught.
Right. Well, not right, but yes.
And they end up now being basically beliefs because they're not absolute truth. I've come to realize most of them are just outright lies, just stories.
That's right. Stories.
So I was examining the conversation about, you know, how individuals are thinking, especially after the latest election. And how the moods and feelings, and how folks who won and how folks who lost is now decided to go forward. And I've come to really realize then a lot of the conversation and the problems that all is facing is basically based on lack of self-knowledge. The problem is individuals don't really know self. You ever notice that individual introduce themselves as this I am? But who's this I? Who's this I am? And then the reason why I'm saying it is because when you really listen to some of the conversation, it's if it's black people talking, it's, well, I say so-called, because somebody gave that classification, one of those thoughts like, I didn't know I belonged to a black race or I was a part of a race until I was taught.
Right.
So the classification of now, when you hear black people talk, or if we now say white people, understand we're saying is now who's going with those classifications as their labels. Because now the individual would have to determine and define what they're talking about. One of the things that I'm doing here at the station is working to chop down the words, you know, to be more precise in the language. Because anybody can really protest and write pretty songs and sermons. But it's about, in a sense, instead of protesting, how can you bring some solutions? So part of our contribution to those solutions, we're talking about revolution, we're talking about freedom, liberation in context to information being colonized. So everyone should ask the question, who am I? Ask and answer. Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? You might really find out that you are not all you ought to be, and you're not really who
I am.
So let's take a look at this premise. The idea still is that existence is. And then I am aware of this existence. And this awareness of this existence is I. When I say existence, I'm talking about infinite, eternal, complete. That which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. But then it somehow appears, though. I say appears. And no, there appears to be another source. The universal mind, which think and can only know limitation and opposition. Know that my thoughts will always limit me by keeping all knowledge apparently out of my awareness. In psychology, they call this repression. And make me believe the source of my problem is outside of my self. Projection. Therefore, I should always ask the question, in what ways do my thoughts and beliefs limit me? Always question, is what I believe based on absolute truth? So, on the other side, if you're classified now as white, there's the thought, well, hey, I'm looking at it still now, it's like almost like an infighting between whites in terms of their classification of democratic, republican, conservative, liberal, libertarian, green. These different labels somehow like an infighting, because all of them is still about keeping the symbols and the constitution, country right, wrong concept and values.
Keep status quo.
That's why there was a whole uproar in context to get rid of all the old guards, so to speak. Status quo. So then now the new ones coming in is really, well, hey, they realize they got a little pump underneath them. So now they're saying, well, they don't need anyone else. So I'm looking at it all and saying, well, it's all, no one really have any real understanding of self. Because if you have any real understanding of self, those kind of conversation wouldn't really be going, because remember, it should be still the benefit of the whole.
Right.
Not the individual. So always ask and answer the question, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? And always questions now these beliefs. Because you remember I mentioned the idea of this other source, it appears. It's part of the human mind, which is what I'm saying, have these now beliefs. It believes that it's outside of this infinite, all-knowing, all-presence, absolute truth. Because it sees things in pairs, has to be combative, divisive, opposition to anything that's true. If you check it, somebody gravitates to things what not necessarily good for itself, if you notice. Remember, I'm talking now not about anyone specific. I'm talking about this human mind.
Everyone.
Everyone has one. Your dirty mind. Everyone has one. The reason why I can speak to it, because I have one. But the idea is to be able to put it in check, keep it under understanding. So the identity is crisis is what I'm looking at now, is the premise and what's the problem now to be solved. Because I've come to realize if you do not understand that nature of the human mind, how it's structured, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. Because are your beliefs generic? You understand your feelings and thoughts, where they're coming from, your desires, where they're coming from? Jailhouse psychotherapy can catch us here nightly at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Black Talk Radio Network, or I should say in your bookstore for justice.info,
and the TuneIn app,
Justice Radio Station.
Thanks for listening worldwide.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues app, putting out a premise that there's only one absolute truth, and only this one absolute truth can unite all, white or black. But definitely it's an identity problem. But before I go into it, I wanted to play a little clip to set certain moods, because I realized also, since we also have an identity problem in terms of self, I also have a problem in realizing where I and I is at. I know we're on a planet, it appears, spinning in space. But listen, it says, well, I and I is on the ground, it's on a concrete. You have to have some kind of foundation, right?
Right.
So why not let it be absolute truth?
Right, I like that.
But the thought now of being on a planet, it seems, spinning in space. You're told, well, there's a up there, blue sky, white clouds. Right?
At all times.
But then further investigation, you look like it's an optical illusion. That's why it seems like it's blue. Because remember, we're way up in space. No bottom, no sides, no top. Ooh. And it's cold.
And we're not falling off.
So, what is really happening? I think that's supposed to be taken in consideration in talking. And if you've noticed, I haven't used any term like God. And I'm staying away from that term. I'm using it now for provocative reasons. Because I've come to realize not everybody who's saying God is saying the same thing.
Right.
Have the same purposes, the same goals. So, even though I was taught that there is a creation story and there is a big bang, but I was also taught that there's an infinite intelligence, no beginning, no end. I was also taught that this whole existence is basically based on its energy matter. Even this body that seems that it can bleed and cut and it's physical, it's not actually physical. Because remember, it's the same, made up of the same dense substance as the wall, a table, a chair, a glass. It's the same atoms and molecules, remember?
Right.
Different frequency, wavelengths.
Arrangement, yes.
Isn't that something?
Something. Scientific.
That's why I'm saying identity is the problem.
Yes, and I say double identity crisis.
You have something you want to add? Okay, so in further pursuing of absolute truth and looking at this premise that there's only one being on the planet, one existence, and that is I am. I don't know about you, but I know I exist. Existence is I am. And that's the only understanding. Absolute truth can unite all. Anything outside of that, it can't be real. But looking at the idea of it appears to be born on a planet and coming into a system that's somehow already in place.
Right.
That has individuals separated from each other. Folks who classify themselves as white. Not all white people, but the ones them who's practicing and mistreating non-white people or black people in terms of to get profit. So we're saying, well, now, how does this work now? Because the thing is, since if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're at, you know, you cannot just say be deceived. You just now have these beliefs that we're in a democracy. After examining it, I realize we're not in a democracy as we're taught, because there's all kinds of heightism and classism and sexism and racism. That can't be a democracy.
It's not.
So can democracy bring freedom and bring peace? I say no.
I say no.
Justice would be better than what we have.
Yes.
Justice with a meaning, that
yes,
is.
Yes, where no one is mistreated. The individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated.
White and or black.
That's right. And who needs the most constructive help receives it.
That's the most profound understanding I know of what justice is. Isn't it interesting that there isn't really a legal definition of justice, even though there's so much cry for justice?
That's right, and no definitions.
Isn't that something?
And most individuals, when talking up to these individuals, starting these organizations about justice and or racism, ask what is the definition. That will help to get to maybe the cause of the problem. Get a definition using words to revealing truth. Alright? Question more.
So close your eyes and watch this, setting the tone for where I and I is at. And this is the part of the birth of the jailhouse psychotherapy. Justice Radio Station Social Issues app. Thanks kindly for listening. It's Justice Radio Station Jailhouse Psychotherapy.
Liberation.
Revolution. You do not understand the nature of the human mind. You will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else.
That's right.
So Jailhouse Psychotherapy is looking at certain information to help in terms of psychotherapy. Because looking at the information that's available to help one in terms of helping one to understand one's feelings and behavior, there's hardly any information out there if you are classified as someone come from third world.
A contradiction in teaching and learning to help the individual who's being mistreated to all of a sudden or be given the information to rise up out of the condition that I'm working to keep you in to my benefit of status quo corporation.
And then the information I found, it was still dealing basically, well, the problem is your problem. There's nothing talking about the social or political inferences that's really going on also.
Right.
So that's why I was playing that clip by Neely Fuller Jr. introducing his book, United Independent Compensatory Code System. In fact, working to inspire an individual to understand the system that they're in and what kind of counter codified behavior they can use in their approach, not to just remain victimized.
Right.
So even the idea of some of the questions he was asking and some of the answers, remember, all problems are solved through questions and answers. That's why I is encouraging, pursue absolute truth. Ask and answer, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Always question is what I believe, think, perceive absolutely true. Because only truth is true.
Correct.
So, I was saying that in regards to say, looking at the insight he was giving on how justice could be produced, how the individual can produce justice, how justice would be better than what is. Because looking at the idea again, we're talking about identity. What's the reasoning to be a part of a color group?
Yeah, race.
You know, you call it race. Even when they're ready, they say, well, we're a human race, but that's also a contradiction, because why a race after you're human? So you know it's now lies, trickery, things to help divide I and I. So that's why ask and answer the question, who am I? And not only that, question these beliefs, because most of us think we're part of a race.
That's right.
So we started the conversation earlier. We've been now talking and listening to Jailhouse Psychotherapy now for an hour, I'm told. And we began to speak about identity and realizing the whole planet is in an identity crisis in light of the miseducation and the colonization of information. And you can almost say the planet. Because all the waterways and landways is made sure of somebody put their stamp on it. But we haven't really even explained how is it that we're on this planet.
Right.
You know, how does that work?
Very good.
You know, so I and I was saying here at Justice Radio Station, there's one existence. Existence is I am. I is. there's only one absolute truth. Omnipotent, omnipresence, omniscience. All knowing, all powerful, all presence. And that is I. It is that I am. Remember, absolute truth now, unquestionable. I'm not talking about faith or an opinion. Can there be a hell outside of existence? Isn't that saying there's somewhere else, somewhere?
Right. That's correct. Can't be.
How about the hell? Where's that located? Heaven, I should say. Is it past Jupiter to the left?
Deceit.
It's a lot of things. Check what you believe. And then examine again that I was told that I'm also this human. No further examining this human, I've come to realize it's got a mind. It has certain nature, certain structure to it. That's why if you don't understand it, you can be a slave to somebody else's beliefs, thoughts, whims, pranks.
Behaviors, yes.
Bad behavior, especially if they have bad intentions.
Right.
You could imagine those individuals who understand behavioral psychology and work for these corporations and know how mind and body act or react to certain situations. Don't you think it's studied?
Yes.
And repeated?
Yes.
To condition, to control individuals?
Yes. Right.
Isn't it said it's a battle for the minds of man? So, some of the ideas too of this human. There appears to be more than one eye looking at how the human thinks. This is how the nature of this human think. There exists more than one eye. All humans call themselves I, if you notice.
Yes, I do.
And all think they exist separate and apart from the all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-active, the I Am. That is infinite.
Correct.
But is that correct?
No.
How is that possible if there's one existence? I have concluded and precluded. I and I have concluded and precluded there's only one existence.
One.
That is I don't know about you.
You does not exist.
But I do know there's one I.
Yes.
I and I. All. Infinite. Omnipotent. Omnipresent.
That's right.
We're talking about identity now. And realize the whole planet have this identity crisis.
That's right.
I was thinking it just even black people. But I realized it must extend overall. Because the same projection and repression must be happening because it's part of the nature of the human mind.
Right.
So it must be happening to all.
Yes. And now on top of that, we've got this deceit, stereotypes that individuals saw that it's a business venture to now rob and cheat and steal and lie and make individuals think that I'm in charge, I've got all the resources because I was able to deceitfully do it and get it and put things in place. And
you're the problem.
Yes, how about that? You're the poor problem.
But can you rob from poor people?
No.
Deception.
For sure.
So we're saying this human then, he's always seemed like his premise is also impossible. No can do. You know, right now, even now you're hearing me utter what I'm uttering. It's like, you don't know what he's talking about. But I'm rooted in absolute truth. I am now. So the basic thought of this human is that I exist separate and apart from this infinite. And separate and apart from absolute truth. You're saying that's impossible. So watch out for the self-deception. Start believing that you are what you're working at. That's why I played that clip earlier too, as a reminder to say we're still in this concrete slave ship. We're in a prison, so to speak. Born in it, didn't have anything to do with it, born in it. So now the stereotypes, fantasies and myths has all been programmed. If internalized, regulates behavior. As a result, all humans suffer because they think, and thinking is always limited and incomplete. So that I'm also looking at, that's how now it's open up now for being set up, because it's always looking for love in the wrong places or outside of itself. It's right. Always needy. It lacks something. It's always wanting.
Yes.
You know, it's emotions and essential appetites, cravings. Never can get enough.
Nature of the human mind.
So we're saying true solutions. Turn within, see the nature and structure of this human mind, and know that the true identity is infinite. Peace and love is who and what I am. I know your mind is going to start telling you, how is that possible? That's how it works. It's based on beliefs, remember. Limited in knowledge, learning from the limited knowledge. Blind leading the blind, that's what's going on the planet. But measure things up now with absolute truth. Pursue absolute truth. Stand on absolute truth. Make that be your central theme. Remember, you can only have one head. Positive and negativity can't occupy the mind at the same time, I'm taught. So in the marketplace, the work now has to be done is to realize now that the body is not the self that we've been falsely taught. So now you have to transfer your identity from this body now to this infinite intelligence, your true self, absolute truth, one and the same, absolute truth, infinite, all, now, is, be, one and the same. That's your true identity. I've now brought you to the crossroads. So it's either you're going to ask further questions as a wise person. Have self-respect. Nothing could be more profound than understanding who's the self. Knowing that we have more power than we realize. That's why I say, am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Do I have to be slave to somebody else's beliefs, ideas, whims, their want, their lack? So because now I'm not in control of my emotions, of my feelings, of my thoughts, of my behavior, of my desires, my moods, I could be now controlled by someone with bad intentions. Through those moods, through those feelings, through those thoughts, through those behaviors, through those desires. Get it?
Got it.
Jail House Psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Am I really who I am?
Am I all I ought to be?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for being here.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone, worldwide.
Peace and love to all. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on.
So we've been talking about identity. I've come to realize and concluded and precluded that the planet is in an identity crisis.
Yes, man, you're being hijacked.
when you listen to the conversation of individuals, it's still asking what we're gonna do, why we can't come together, what's wrong with this one, who's racist, who's not. That shows a lack of understanding of self.
Yes, and a crisis.
So we're saying, where would you start? I know it's advised to take a DNA test and send away for your kit, you know, and visit the museum, so-called African-American, you know, or travel back to Africa, you know, find out again what tribe or ancient Kemet.
To find identity, that's not the way.
So we're saying, go back to the source, absolute truth. There's only one, remember, one power, the infinite, omnipotent one.
Right.
Saying, always ask the question, is what I believe true? Truth is absolute and infinite, remember? And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion or hope, which is another kind of belief or faith, is I am here now. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. I am here now. Existence is I am. Get it?
Got it.
So I'm saying existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And what is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. But somehow we've been tricked to think, well, this body, this human, this person, this it, is self.
Yes, it's all there's all. That's all there is. The body, the person, the self, all one. No, that's a lie.
So then when you really examine now this human, I've come to realize it has a human nature. It has a structure. It is based on, I think, so I am. You know, it believes that it must have hope and will use prayer, affirmation, and sacrifice, tidings, and other methods to influence my God to give me blessings and other favors. It somehow believes I do not want to think I am God, so I believe in gods separate from me, apparently limited, the infinite God. I believe, and you notice too that this body, this individual, usually introduces itself as a I am I. Interesting.
That's right, everyone.
So it says, I believe I need certainty, a frame of reference and guidelines to understand, manage, and give meaning to my life. So I create and accept religion or philosophy to believe in. Is it your belief or somebody else's belief?
Either way, beliefs, lies, not true.
So I've come to realize, if you don't understand the human mind, the nature of it, the structuring of it, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else.
And if it's not absolutely true, then to your beliefs, what you decided to believe, you want absolute truth.
Jailhouse Psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. on Black Talk Radio Network, Eastern Time. So we're looking at identity and think, well, is our identity being stolen, lost? Because we're definitely in an identity crisis.
Yes, and I'm here to help remember who I am.
And know, we can't teach self-knowledge, but I know I can point towards its realization. So we're saying, remember to ask, is what you believe in absolute truth? Because only absolute truth can exist. So we're looking at then this human mind, then it seems like it could be set up, it could be punked, it could be bamboozled, because somehow the result is that man suffer from lack. He always lacks something, he wants something, he has these desires and struggles thereby to create this human story. You know, he thinks outwardly. It's orientated to just be outward, so that now ensures that man will think the source of his satisfaction is external. You know, he's a sinner, so he needs a savior from outside of himself.
That's what they say.
We're taught that man fell from heaven, but where's heaven?
Contradiction.
No, left of Mars somewhere.
Right at the moon.
So we're saying existence is be, is infinity, omnipotent, omnipresence, omniscience, one and the same as absolute truth. Come to realize absolute truth is the only thing that can unite all. So let's stop the deception, self-deception. How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Can black woman and child really come together? Is there a coming together? Or could we unite around certain principles like absolute truth?
Yes.
Not a person, never a person.
No, as a code.
To give my hope.
Or as a model. Yes.
Beliefs.
Simple as that. Scientific as that.
So what's the work to be done? The homework. You heard about political correctness, right?
Right.
So check out spiritual correctness. How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you name yourself? What kind of names are you branding yourself with? Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative.
Manager, secretary,
carpenter,
boss.
Candlestick maker. Labels. What do they mean though? It's always things outside of self. It somehow don't want to realize who I am, who I is. I'm saying I provocatively also, because there's only one being on the planet.
Right.
Remember, it seems like this is flesh and the body can bleed and it can get hurt and it dies, but it's not of I. Remember, we've already established a premise. The source, absolute truth, is what existence is. And that is all that exists. Can there be a hell somewhere else outside of existence?
No.
Where there's a whole nother type of governing power? No. We've been bamboozled.
Yes. Even have fixtures. Streets paved with gold. That sounds heavy.
Ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? So, the true solution is to turn within. See the nature and structure of this human mind. And know that our true identity is infinite peace. Love. Which is who and what I am. It might seem like this is a difficult conversation, but I want to push your mind. Remember, Keep an open mind. Keep a teachable spirit. Be like a parachute. It only works when it's open. Check out your beliefs. Learn about your condition. Conditioning, condition. Your moods, your feelings, your thoughts. Is it generic? You say most individuals are ignorant of the fact that they are essentially free to ignore all emotional and essential impulses. That's because they identify with the body as the self. But we just concluded the self is not the body. The body is called the persona, something sound come out of. So because you do that, then it's hard to overcome those emotional and sensual impulses and thus controlled by them by default. So you can imagine now somebody who understands behavioral psychology, how the mind, how the body acts, react to certain situations, how they can control you through your beliefs, through your values, your ethics, your morals. So you can imagine if someone is giving you all these things, then you can be controlled, conditioned, conditioning, controlled. Just like the dog or that rat in the box can be conditioned to associate the bell and ringing a dish with feeding itself. Isn't that something?
Yeah, something.
The nature of structure of the human mind can be set up because it's wanting, it's lacking, it needs. You say look for love all in the wrong places. So it's looking at identity. Even look at now the new politics. When you hear the conversations amongst us, there's a new term now, fusion politics. I mean, all the so-called minority groups going to now come together to move forward. Listen to the language. Remember, we need to use words that reveal truth, produce justice,
correctness, peace, freedom.
We need liberation from out of all of this. But for that to happen, you must, in a sense, have a mental physical, have a metaphysical, have a mental physical. Get it?
Getting it.
We now, I and I have to change our views, our values, our tastes, our likes. Because these are how now, holding up these values and symbols, how I and I is being controlled.
Right, understand it. So it can be changed.
Know that these emotions is not of the self. So now if somebody hold up their $500 suit, I don't need to get it to feel like I need to have prestige. I know who I am. Those are just temporary joy. I'm about absoluteness. Get it?
Got it.
So we're not utilizing I and I power at all. Because we're looking like outside of ourselves. Even looking at the idea of if I and I was looking at ourselves as a nation, as a group, as a people. We say that we're a nation. And we get emotional here and there. Somebody kill another one of us, apparently. But there's no real togetherness. There's no, because of the nature of the human mind, it's almost like impossible. Because as you say, it's always needed, it always wants outside of itself. So even as a group, it doesn't see the salvation, it's still within the group. Create our own markets and things like that. We have to be international, we have to be multicultural. other folks' thoughts now and beliefs. But what does all of that mean? What's multicultural?
Deception.
If you don't understand the nature of the human mind, you remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. I'm not talking about anybody particular. I'm working to stimulate the consciousness to look at the nature and structure of the human mind. We're talking about self-knowledge. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about liberation.
And before any of that can happen, a mental, physical, pay attention to the values, the ideologies of where I am, which has a philosophy of one superior, another inferior. That is not supposed to be happening with anyone. Stop the deception. Starts with the I. Who am I?
But the thought now, when you now take on somebody else's belief, that's how now you can lose your self-worth. A lot of time when I'm hearing the discussions too, amongst I and I, it's like a lack of self-worth. You know, I didn't vote for this person, but I've got my demands. You know, suppose you got four demands, and he give you one, what then? Well, I'll say thank you very much, and next. It's like, what's going on? These are folks who are powerless now.
Beginning and end of all knowledge, self-knowledge, knowledge of self. Not a cliche.
So we're saying most individuals are ignorant of the fact that they are essentially free to ignore all emotional and sensual impulses and are thus controlled by them by default, even if better is known. The result is still a negative will. So, amen, zero out. Clear your register before beginning a plan. Remember, fail to plan, plan to fail, as the story goes. You could imagine going on a journey without a destination in mind. See what I mean? Fail to plan, plan to fail. Get rid of all the preconceived notions. Do not start by taking in account your material resources, your money, equipment, past commitments, failures, procrastination. Remember, say, none of that is of I. Establish or discover a central theme. Make that central theme your center of all your undertaking. Absolute truth. Pursue it. It is the self.
And in conclusion, I say kindly, everyone, as you go through the time until we're together again, be conscious of being conscious about being conscious.
And I know you have to go into the marketplace, but this understanding is about being in the marketplace. Now, it's not just meditating on the side of your bed or sitting in a dark place. It's being in the marketplace and exercising absolute truth. Use words, definition of words, to reveal truth. Be unconditioned in your day-to-day mundane activities. Remember, you are unconditioned in your true state, remember? Unconditioned energy matter.
Right
now we're conditioned. Our true state is unconditioned. No energy, no matter. Get it?
Got it.
Undifferentiated. You can become anything you want. Remember, the water is the same, made up of the same atoms as molecules as this body. The floor you're standing on, the bed, the walls, it's all atoms and molecules. There's something else going on.
Think about it. Analyze, evaluate everything being said that you think about.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. So thank you kindly for being with me. So, homework. Transfer your identity from the physical body, the person, the human, to your true self, the I am. So now you realize those emotions aren't of you. Now you can ignore them. Use pot belly breathing, deep breathing, not short chest breathing. Smooth. You might hear many people say, well, try and suppress the thoughts. Still them, quiet them. I've come to realize they're going to come and go. They come from the body. They come from that human mind. Wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, they still be talking. Just ignore them. It's not about constructivism. Don't give it any form. Base your thoughts on absolute truth. It's not an easy skill to learn. It's something has to be done. Identity. Who is this self? Who am I? Am I really who I am? Is my thoughts my own? Or is it beliefs, somebody else's beliefs? Remember, if they're not your generic beliefs, and somebody else with bad intentions is giving you these beliefs, since it's not based on absolute truth, you see, you can be controlled by them. Gung-ho ideas today, tomorrow you change your mind. Unstable. Your words and deeds, your word isn't bond. What you do is not what you say. What you say is not what you do. But how can you have stability and control over your thoughts if you don't know who self is? Get it?
Yes.
So, peace and love to all. Have anything to add, Mary?
Peace and love, everyone. Thanks for listening worldwide.